Hello, it is December 15th, and you are listening to Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer. I am really excited about 2021, and I hope you are as well. So I want to talk about the awakened ones. Now, when we become awakened, we are more aware of the truth and the misinformation that is out in the world. When we know it's the truth, we feel this warming sensation or this moment of clarity or aha moment. When something does not resonate with us, it makes us uncomfortable. We get edgy. We start questioning. Our brain starts going around trying to find some logic in what is being said to us or by the media. We have some amazing healers that are out there right now spreading the information from spirit, from the galactic, and from their spirit guides. We have so many amazing men and women out there getting messages to share with us. I also, in my meditation, get amazing messages from my spirit guides and from the angels as well. And I choose to share them with a morning Facebook Live. And I do oracle reading and share angel cards and things like that with people who come through and ask for a card. That is my way of sharing the messages that I receive from spirit in the mornings. And I do that Monday through Friday at 7:45 Eastern time, which is quite early for me. That's 5:45 in the morning. However, I absolutely love doing this because spirit used to get me up anywhere between 2 and 5 o'clock in the morning to talk to them. And I finally said, look, guys, I need my sleep. So make you a deal. I will get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I will do my meditation and you can give me the information, you can help ground me and do the healing work, anything that we need to do, I want done at that time, and then I can get some sleep. And for the most part, it does work. Sometimes I still get woken up incredibly early and have to ask, okay, you know, what is it you want to tell me? So if you're being woken up, that's what it is, and I highly recommend that you make a deal with your soul or your spirit guides that you will do a daily early morning meditation so that you can receive the information that you require. Now, between the 20th and the 21st of December, there are so many amazing people who are doing meditations. You can check with YouTube, you can go on there, you can check in Facebook, you can search in Google, who is doing these meditations to bring in 2021, bring in a new awareness, bring in something beautiful and alive for all of us to participate in. Some of these are free, some you need to pay for. I'm doing one of each. On the 20th, I'm doing a paid meditation, and on the 21st, I'm joining a free meditation. So you do have options. So I don't know about you, but here in Alberta, it's gotten a little bit crazy, and it's starting to feel like World War II, World War I, all of the wars all together. We have what I consider a war against humanity by people of authority or perceived authority. Because, I mean, really, we pay our politicians. So in actuality, we employ them, whether you understand this or not. They're supposed to be working for us. They're supposed to be doing what's to our highest and greatest good. So I want you really to take a look at this. We have been told that a specific virus is incredibly dangerous. But the reality is that it's not. I mean, we have specialists and doctors and scientists and people who, former employees, former government employees, former doctors who have been let go because they've stood up on a pedestal and said, hey guys, this isn't true. This is misinformation. this information that is going out in the world about this virus and the necessity of having this vaccine is not true. Please do not buy into it. Do me a favor, do your research. The number one way that people control other people is through fear. It's when our government comes and tells us that something is going to kill us if we don't stay locked up in our homes, we don't wear these masks, if we don't do what we're told, then this little teeny tiny virus that in actuality is nothing more than a normal flu, people, it's normal. Then, and they use fear. They're using fear saying, hey, you're going to die. Well, if you look at the numbers and look at the research, you discover that they are paying the hospitals to state that people are dying from this virus when they actually are not. This virus has not actually taken anybody out that didn't already have a serious illness or a serious disease already. No different than the normal flu. The normal flu comes through and the people who pass away are the ones that are already sick, already have a compromised immune system. This is nothing new. You know, and I really want people to wrap their head around this idea that for whatever reason, the government has an agenda. They want to control us. They want to see how far they can force us into doing what we're told to do. Well, does this not sound like what happened in World War II? We just blindly looked the other way. We have allowed many different cultures to be wiped out, almost completely destroyed, because we chose to buy into the fear that something or someone is trying to hurt us. And if we don't follow what the government tells us to do, then we are going to be hurt or be killed by this. Well, this sounds like the Christian Crusades, believe it or not. You know, the Catholic Church came out, or the Pope came out and said, either become a Christian or die. And they literally went out there and killed people if they didn't leave their religion or leave their pagan beliefs and become part of the Christian church. This is no different. Your government is telling you, either you stay home and wear this mask and do what you're told, or we're going to take your rights away. We're going to take your freedoms away. And I'm just going to tell you, this is so distressing to me because we're going backwards. We're not going forward. We're just repeating a pattern that we have repeated for so many thousands of years. Fear. Do not buy into the fear. Listen to your heart. Meditate. Ask God. Ask the angels. Ask Buddha. Ask Muhammad. I don't care who it is that you talk to. Ask them to fill your heart with the truth of what is really going on out there. And know that you do not need to inject yourself with something toxic. Your body has a natural immunity to this virus already. You do not need to do any extremes. So please, for your sake and the sake of your children and the sake of everyone else, calm down. Don't buy into the fear. And truly believe that if we choose to meditate, if we choose to ask for God's guidance, if we choose to visualize a reality where none of this is true, you're going to raise the vibration. You're going to change the story. We are very powerful. Human beings forget that they're magical. We're magical. If we think it, we can create it. Who else can do that? Really, think about it. You are Harry Potter already. You have the power to think something and create your reality. Your emotions can control whether you're happy or sad, or if you're in fear, or if you feel strong and vibrant and powerful. You have a choice. You have freedom of choice. You are free to choose the reality that you wish to live in. Join in these meditations on the 20th and 21st. Do your daily meditation. Tap into your spiritual source and ask, what is it that you require of me? I love my life. I love the fact that I thought I lived in a free country. I thought Canada allowed me freedom of speech, freedom of knowledge. But those things are all being taken away from me. If I say something that somebody doesn't like, I get shut down on my Facebook. I get shut down on Instagram. I get shut down on YouTube. Since when were we not allowed to express our opinions? As long as they're not hate speech, and they're not. You need to really take a look at this. You need to really dive deep and ask your question. If the government and these pharmaceutical companies had nothing to hide, why are they shutting down scientists and doctors and employees from the pharmaceutical companies? Why are they shutting down media stations and radio stations that do not follow the rules? Remember, six companies own all of the online media, TV stations, everything. So six people or six corporations own everything out there. It's time to take your freedom back. It's time to look deep within yourself and say, hell no. This is my life. This is my body. I have a right to choose what is correct and right for myself. No one has the right to tell you that you have to hand over your arm and get injected with toxins that are meant to change your DNA or kill you or even do worse things. Think about it. Is that not what happened? Is that not what the Nazis did? Is that not what happened? We became their guinea pigs. Human beings were treated like animals. We were guinea pigs. Well, I'm telling you, this is what your government and pharmaceutical companies are trying to do you right now. Your body is not a test dummy. Your body is a temple. You need to respect it. You need to love it. You need to say, hell no, you're not injecting my body with poison. You have a right to choose what is to your highest and greatest good. Pray on it, meditate on it, and then visualize the reality that you want to create for 2021. All right, I know this is a bit heavy, and I know some of you are not going to appreciate this one little bit, but know that I love you. Know that I believe that if we all change our perspective and we all choose to visualize a life of freedom and joy and happiness, where we get to choose what's to our highest and best good, we can create that reality, because what we think, we create. All right, I love everyone. Have a wonderful holiday season, and I will see you in January.